What's up, y'all? And welcome to the Living in Pursuit podcast. I am your host, Drea, and I share my experiences while pursuing the constant unveiling of my purpose and journey. Chasing after God and what He has for us is our number one goal here at the Living in Pursuit podcast. So join us as we uncover God's instructions with faith, boldness, and determination. Let's go. What's up, y'all? It's your girl Drea back with another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. Y'all know how we do it. It's Monday. It's a new episode. She's here. She's ready. She's ready to give the word, per usual. But for all of my new listeners, what's up, y'all? I am Drea. I am a media personality slash host of this podcast. Duh, clearly. Hello. And if you want to get a proper visual of who I am and what I do on a daily, follow me on the gram at Drea Story, DreasStory. I would love to meet you guys. I would love to see your beautiful faces. I want to know who's listening. I want to know who's out there. I want to know what God is doing in your life. I want to know if you've been touched by this podcast, which I know you have, girl, but you know. But yeah, as you all can see by the title of today's episode, we are fixing our intentions. Yes, yes, we are fixing our intentions. I know that lately we've just been kind of diving in our emotions and our feelings and things like that as it pertains to this walk with God. But I do want to come back to a place of remembrance and a place of solidarity, and to really to shape our minds and our focus back to that thing that God is calling us to do, back to our intentions, back to that foundation, back to that why, our reason why we're out here doing what we're doing. And although the obstacles may come, God has given us everything that we need to prosper. He's giving us everything that we need to just move forward and have that endurance and that faith along the way. So if you haven't caught up on any of the past episodes, make sure you do so. If you haven't done so already, please, please leave a rating. That way more people can find us, more people can listen to these episodes. We're getting transformed over here each and every day in the pursuit of whatever God is calling us to do. So you might want to tell your friend, you might want to share this episode, you might want to share the past episodes, whichever one touches your heart and speaks to your soul. But yeah, today we are going to be talking about fixing your intentions. Like I said before, this is how you live in pursuit. This is how you live in pursuit. This is the name of the podcast. This is basically the journey that God has had me on, basically since I rededicated my life to Him in September 2018, going into 2019. This is basically what my life journey has been as of right now, just living in pursuit of whatever God has me doing, as well as you all. There's always something to live in pursuit of. So this is how you live a life that's pleasing to God, fixing our intentions. Sometimes we get so wrapped up and caught up in everything that's going on around us that we just lose sight of what God has called us to do. Sometimes we just lose our love, our passion, our focus, our focus on the things that God has called us to do. And this is something that God has been dealing with me about, especially as it comes to just all of these different responsibilities that He's graced me to have. As you all probably know, I am back in school, so He's been watching how I move. He's been watching how I operate in school. He's been watching how, you know, I operate in all of these daily tasks and responsibilities that He's given me. And He straight up told me, you need to fix your intentions. Mm-mm. Yeah, I've graced you to do a lot of things, but your intentions aren't right. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. If you're writing notes, let's go ahead and write down the first point that I have. And you all, this episode isn't going to be long at all. I know it's Labor Day. I know y'all just going to be out here eating and cooking. But y'all going to get this word on today, okay? So, my first point is, don't want the promise so bad that you start faking your intentions. Don't develop a fake it till you make it mentality. That's kind of like just getting up in the morning, reading the Bible, and not diving into the Bible, but you just read it and you just go about your day and you don't take in any of the words that you read. You don't take in any of the instructions that God gives you. You just say, oh, okay, cool, that was nice, and you just go about your day, and you go about your day without that word. What if God was trying to instruct you during that time to be still and rest, and you didn't listen because your intentions aren't fixated on being obedient? Your intentions aren't to dive deep into the word. It's just to get a word so you can go throughout your day as regular as possible. Like, sometimes we forget, even me, sometimes I forget that the developmental stage isn't always suffering. It isn't always, what's the word I want to use? It isn't always painful. Like, of course, God is developing our character, but he also wants to develop our discipline, our focus. He's not just developing us for a season. He's developing us for a lifetime. The intention, the objective is to get to heaven. Like, of course, we're all waiting on the promise. We're all waiting to be married. We're probably waiting for God to give us the instructions for the business. We're waiting for all of these things. But the real intention of spending time with God is to be transformed by God. That's an everyday thing. That's not just a whenever I'm feeling some type of way. That's not a whenever I'm going through something type of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is necessary. And sometimes that could be, let me just get up in the morning and let me just pray. And then let me just go about my day. Let me pray to God for instructions. Let me pray to God for transformation, but not actually receive what he wants to give me on today. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, let me fake my way through this season so that I can get what I want. And the whole time, you can be missing what God is truly trying to do in you. You can be missing what he's truly trying to develop in you with that type of mentality, with that type of mindset. Point number two, your intentions should match the promise, not go against it. When God tells you to go to school, and I'm talking about me, I know some of y'all probably might be in school as well, but when God tells you to go to school, that means learn the material, not skim over it just to pass a class. Let me tell y'all something. In high school, I was the worst student. That's all I did. That's all I did. When I was in class, I did not listen to the teacher. I don't know what prompted my parents to give us phones in high school, because I was always on my phone texting my classmates in the other classrooms. Like, I did not care. I did not care about school at all. And now that I'm back in college, my intentions have to change. Why would God tell me to go to school just to get a degree if it wasn't going to be beneficial? Like, if it wasn't going to be a part of the promise? If God is calling us to do some things, then understand that the intention this time around has to be different. Like, you have to learn the material. How are you going to pass the test if you're not learning the material? That's kind of like reading the Bible. How are you going to pass the test that come your way, pass the test that God puts you through, if you're not studying and reading the material? Sometimes I find myself so busy or in such a rush sometimes to get everything done that I literally will just skim over some chapters just so I can pass the test. And when I was doing this, or when I found myself developing a routine doing this, mind y'all, school just started like August 17th. But when I found myself doing this routine, God had to stop me and really just had to say, like, you know, not only are you paying for this, not only are you waking up early to complete these assignments and to complete the classwork and everything like that, but you have to learn this stuff because you're going to take it with you in the next season. Hello. If God is developing you into a CEO, or if he's giving you business ideas, you have to learn the material. Like, everything that he tells you is an instruction for the next level. As we talked about in last week's episode, everything that we're learning, all of the pruning and everything, although it hurts, sometimes we just want to remember the pain of it and we don't want to remember the purpose of it. Ooh, word. So let your intentions match the promise. And that can be whatever God has promised you. Like, let your intentions match the promise. If God told you you were going to be married, you shouldn't be worried about who you're going to be married to, Andrea. You shouldn't be worried about the details of the wedding, what colors and this and this and all that, Andrea. Like, you should be worried about being and getting prepared to be a wife. You should be learning all that you can on how to be a Proverbs 31 woman. You should be researching stories of the women in the Bible to get the blueprint from them, Andrea. Like, y'all, I'm talking to y'all, but I'm talking to myself as well. Point number three, remember what you've been through. A heart of gratitude will get you so far in this season and in seasons to come. Just being humble and being just grateful for what God has already done in your life. Remember where God has brought you from. Like, sometimes we forget the struggle prayers. God, I need you to heal me. God, I need you to show me things. I need you to direct my path. Like, there's nothing like a struggle prayer when you're actually going through it. Like, remember your darkest hour. Remember how God came through for you. That will fix your intentions real quick when you come to God in prayer. That would shift your mind, shift your focus right then and there. When you're praying and when you're coming to God and you just think about those struggle prayers that he got you through. You think about everything that you've been through. You think about all the hurt that he's brought you from or delivered you from. You think about all of these things, and that shapes your intentions. That makes every other time that you go to God, or every time after that that you go to God, it makes it more intentional. Because you see the glory, you see what he's done, you see what he promised to do and did. I know that there are new obstacles, there are new things that come up in our lives. Maybe we just find ourselves going through different things at different times, but we have to remember that what we're going through right now is nothing compared to what we've already been through. You know what I'm saying? Like, the first heartbreak, you got through that, you'll get through this one. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to remember to always just remember those things, and that's our confirmation into getting over it. Like, I'm only 28, but I've been through a lot in my life. From where I am right now to where I was, I'm always going to be grateful to God for bringing me out of that. So much toxicity in relationships, like being promiscuous, being an angry person. Like, I'm nothing compared to who I was. And sometimes I get hard on myself for not being perfect or not being, you know, all that God has called me to be yet. You know what I'm saying? But it's always in your intention to remember where he's brought you from. You know what I'm saying? So you can be humble about it, so you can go to God with that gratitude. God, thank you for bringing me out of that. I know what I'm going through right now doesn't even compare to what I've already been through. You've given me the strength, you've given me the endurance, you've allowed me to learn the lesson. So now, going through this right now, what I'm going through, I can take what I've learned and use that to my advantage. When we're going through something, I think the intention should be to learn the lesson. It's painful, yeah, but God, what am I going to learn out of this? Like, where's the lesson? What do you want me to see in this situation? Instead of just going through it, going through the motions, like, what do you want my intention to be in this season? What do you want my intention to be going through this? Y'all, what point we on? Number four? Yeah. Point number four. Don't get distracted by the blessings. And before y'all jump down my throat, let me explain. Don't get so comfortable with one blessing that you become stagnant waiting on the next. Live your life in expectancy, but don't always look for the next big thing to happen in your life. If I had celebrated the fact that God brought me out of what I went through 2 years ago, if I had stopped and celebrated that for longer than I should have, I would not have been able to see or walk into what God wanted me to get out of that situation. Like, I would not be doing what I'm doing right now. You know what I'm saying? If I would have just stopped and just been like, oh my God, thank you God for the blessing. Okay, now let me just move on with my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, the intention was to bring me closer to God. Going through all of that was to get closer to God. Had I had just stopped and rejoiced and celebrated the fact that I got out of that for longer than I should have, like, I would have been stagnant. I wouldn't have been in pursuit of anything. I would have just been glad that I'm not going through what I was going through. It's always good to take time to reflect, but don't take too long. Like, don't take too long. Like, yes, God bless me. Like, God bless me with this degree. God bless me with this new job. Okay, well, let me stop reading my Bible. Let me stop watching sermons. Let me stop doing what I was doing for a while so that I can just live in the moment. No, ma'am, get up and run. Get up. You got to keep going. There's more. That's what I've learned, like, just going through this whole living in pursuit journey. Like, there's always something to be in pursuit of. There's always a journey to go through. There's always a new season to enter into. Yes, we can rejoice for the good things that God has done for us, but we still have to live in pursuit. We still have to pursue the other things that God shows us. We still have to be intentional about the pursuit. And sometimes when we're waiting on God to do that big thing, as soon as he does it, we forget about all the other things that we prayed about. Like, okay, that's why I'm saying fix your intentions. Because if your intention is just to get to the blessing, what are you going to do in the next season? Like, what are you going to do after God blesses you with that thing that you've been praying for? Like, what is your life going to look like after that? Is your prayer life going to change? Is your prayer life going to get weak? Is your time with God going to get weak? Are you going to stop interceding for people? Are you going to stop, you know, praising God for the little things, for waking you up in the morning, for, you know, putting food on your table? Like, what is your intention going to be after the blessings come, after those big things happen in your life? Point number five, and this is the last point. Your everyday intentions should be to please God and get closer to him. You know how people write down their goals and their affirmations and things like that? Like, what is your main intention for all of that? What is your main intention for going to school? What is your main intention on being in that relationship? What are your intentions when you go to God? Like, what do you want to get out of being a believer? What do you want to get out of that? And if in any event that your intentions are wrong, oh God, I just want to be married because, you know, I'm tired of being lonely. oh God, I just want to come to you because I've heard that you've done, that you do wonders and this and this and that, and I want you to do some wonders for me. Like, what? What are your intentions? Seek God on that. Really ask him, God, if my intentions behind this thing is wrong, please reveal it to me. Show it. Show it to me. I want my intentions to reflect my promise. I want to work as though the promise is right around a corner. I want to work at this thing, at this job, at this business, as if it's already done, which it is. But if God promised you something, understand that it's going to happen. He's going to give it to you. He's going to walk you through it. But what is your intention in that process? Another thing that God checked me about was your intentions should not reflect your emotions. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't let your emotions and everything bad that's going around, that's going on around you, change your intentions. If your intentions is to get up every morning and pray about whatever it is that you're praying for, your intentions should not change just because you're tired. Or your intentions should not change just because you've already prayed about these things over and over and over. Like, the intention should be to see those things manifest. Like, your intention should be to endure what you're going through right now. The intention should be the foundation of what you are in pursuit of. So yeah, y'all, we have to fix our intentions. I'm not just talking about me. I'm not just talking about y'all. We, all of us, everybody. Just fix our intentions. Go to God with that. God, what? Search my heart. Every single day, search my heart. Whatever's not like you, take it out. Remove it. Do surgery. Do whatever you gotta do. I don't care how bad it's gonna hurt. Do whatever you gotta do. Show it to me. Reveal it to me. I want to know so that I can finish this season off prosperous. So I can finish this lesson prosperous. But yeah, I hope this podcast was encouraging to you all. I told y'all that we weren't going to be long today. Like, that's just something that I just want to drop in your spirit right quick. Okay, something that you can think about throughout the day. Something that you can think about throughout the week. Lord, fix my intentions with everything that I'm doing. So yeah, if you haven't already, just make sure you subscribe to this podcast. A lot of people just download the episodes, but make sure you also subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Also, follow your girl on YouTube. I got some content coming up. I'm really excited about getting a new location to film these podcast episodes, so I'm excited about that or whatever. But it's going up on my YouTube at Drea K, DreaKay, and make sure you subscribe there too, as well as follow me on Instagram. Follow the Living in Pursuit podcast on Instagram as well. We need some more followers over there. We got like a hundred people over there, but it would be great to just, you know, interact with you guys and engage with you all, share some upcoming things. So yeah, I love you guys. I will talk to y'all in my next episode. Bye.